Okay. A bed spread.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you call?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got something up at the top of the bed that you put your head on. What do you call that?
That's your pillows.
Okay. Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as the pillows? One solid thing that's about twice as long. It's really big. Do you remember using those?
Yes, but now to remember what they were called, I don't think I can. They were square, and they were two. And they fit up, you know, over your pillows. They were real pretty. I always thought they were pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But now, right offhand, I can't remember what they were called.
Could it have been bolster?
No.
That wasn't it.
It seemed to me like it was called pillow shams.
And that was...
They were square, and they fit, you know, the bedsteads were solid.
Right.
The headboards were solid. And then you had your two pillows, and they had this, they were square. And now, you know, we use the long pillow slips on the pillows. Well, this was something different. Sometimes they'd have ruffles all the way around them, you know, but they would be square.
Would they sit on top of the bedspread?
Uh-huh, yeah, they were used on top of the spread at the head of the bed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it were raining outside and you didn't want to get wet, what would you put up over you?
If I were going outdoors and it was raining?
Uh-huh.
I'd use an umbrella.
Okay, if you, well, you did have a little girl at one time, and you know little girls lots of times like to get dressed up. Uh-oh. Well, they like to put on their mother's clothes or something, or they like to get ready for a party. What do you say the little girl likes to do?
Oh, they like to imitate their mothers.
Yeah, they are, but what do you say when they want to put on a fancy dress or something?
Oh, they want to get dressed up and look pretty.
Oh, okay. Now, you mentioned a while ago the things that you put on your bed. You said that you'd start with the sheets and then you put the bedspread. Now, if it's in the wintertime, I know from sleeping at your house, you have something between the sheets and the spread. What's that?
I use the electric blanket.
Now, think back when you were a child, though. You didn't
But I still use the quilt on top of that electric blanket.
Okay.
We had quilts then all together.
Okay. If you, suppose that you had company and there weren't enough beds for everybody, so you had to get a makeshift bed and you got some quilts or something and you made the makeshift bed on the floor. What do you call that bed?
We always called it the pallet.
Now, a lot of times people like to make their garden spot in a place where they know that the grass is going to grow or the vegetables are going to grow. They know that because they know what the soil is like. They know that it's not poor soil. It's what?
It's rich soil.
It's rich, and also, would you say anything else?
Well, it's soft. It's not hard. It's soft, rich soil, and it's easy to work.
Okay. Down where Grandpa lives, he's kind of in a low area. You know,
mm-hmm.
where it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And you always talk about the frost. It always comes down there. What do you refer to those low places as?
Well, we always call it the bottom land down there.
Okay. If you had a field, you know, that was growing a lot of tall grass or something, and it just looked really nice, and you used it mostly for raising grass, what would you call that field? Anything besides field?
And didn't grow anything but grass?
That's just about all you're using to grow.
Pastures. Wouldn't it be pastures?
Well, that's what you might call it. That'd be all
mm-hmm.
right. I don't know. You never called anything else.
No.
Not sure. Okay.